Oh, I'm way over there. I can't see myself. Let's see. I guess that's okay. Well, today I was going through these passages in the scripture that come after Jesus's triumphal entry and his resurrection. The great 8 days that I said in my last message are recorded, take a third of the Gospels. And as I was reading, I was thinking of putting something together because I want to try to get used to using this. Get some practice using the video. And so I went a little further in Matthew 21, 14 through 16, just beyond the triumphal entry and Jesus cleansing the temple. And in verse 14 of Matthew 21, it says, "Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant and said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise?'" Jesus was quoting there from Psalm 8:2. It says, "Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength," perfected praise, ordained strength. From who? From the mouth of babes and nursing infants. It's very interesting, this passage, to me, because in it, we learn something about the salvation. About salvation being of God, and that service of God that glorifies and honors Him. We learn about that as well. And what we learn about those two things, our salvation and our service, is that these things are not the product of mere human attainment. Some people very wrongly argue that in the scripture that there is an age of accountability or a certain level of maturity that a person needs to come to accept Christ, to understand what he did for our salvation, to become a Christian. You need to have a certain intellectual maturity, they would say. You can't do that as a child, and definitely not as a nursing infant. And they would fight against the idea that John the Baptist leaping in the womb of Elizabeth was even possible. He didn't really understand, did he? He really wasn't comprehending, because these things, they require us to be sinners for a long time before we can understand these things. To come to Christ, they would say, and the people they would think would understand would have been the other people in this account. Here we see the scribes and the Pharisees, not the scribes and the Pharisees. Here it's the scribes and the chief priests, two official religious leaders, those probably that were working in the temple, the best of the best right there in Jerusalem. Are they reacting to Jesus? Well, for one thing, they were probably a little sore because he had just chased them out of the temple, and so they were upset about that. And now they hear the children singing Hosanna to the Son of David. And they say, "Do you hear what they're saying?" They understood what Hosanna to the Son of David meant. They were saying, The children are calling him the Christ. They may even have understood well enough to understand that they were calling him God or the Son of God. But they were definitely understanding that they were calling him, the children were calling him Christ. And they were upset. Because how could he be Christ? They weren't recognizing him at all. Even though they should have. They were the intelligent ones. They were the ones that should have known who he was. And yet we see here, what we learn here, is that salvation, recognition of Christ for who he is and what he is not dependent on human learning or intellectual maturity or being or reaching a certain age of accountability. It's not. Not when John the Baptist is leaping in the womb and out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, according to Psalm 8:2. God has perfected praise. And so, as salvation and recognition of Christ and understanding of these spiritual things is not a product of mere human attainment, you could say salvation, recognition of Christ, understanding who he really is a product of God's working in our heart. It is a product of God's miraculously giving us the new birth, just like Jesus said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And here I believe some of those little children who saw people being healed, who saw Jesus acting, who saw and heard his teaching, even though they may not have understood every bit of it, they were singing Hosanna to the Son of David because God's Spirit had given them new life. God's Spirit had enabled them to praise him. It wasn't human attainment that they had reached, but it was the power of God. They had not their own minds that were mature, but they had, according to 1 Corinthians 2, the mind of Christ. We see some of this, the same idea communicated in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, where it says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are." Those children were despised by the scribes and the chief priests. They didn't think that those children really knew, really understood. And yet God had given them his wisdom. God had given them an ability to see and understand and recognize who Christ was. And here's the rest of it from 1 Corinthians 1. It says that no flesh should glory in his presence. Is it my great seminary learning that would ever make me a great preacher? Is it, or is it time with Christ? Is it the power of God? Verse 30 says, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." I thank God that my salvation is not something I have obtained, but it's something that God has attained for me. It's something that God, by his grace, has given me. that God, by his grace, can give you. It's not your attainment. It's not your level of maturity that gains you salvation and insight into Christ and who he is and what he does for us. But it's God's revealing by his Spirit. As it says in that next chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says, "But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." Let us pray. Father, I do pray. I pray for my church. I pray for whoever might hear this little message. I pray for all of us as we're in our homes and maybe kept away from each other. And this is one of the ways we communicate, one of the ways we reach out to each other. And Father, I pray that there would be somebody who doesn't understand these things, that you would open their eyes, that you would give them that vision of Christ that can only come not by their own human attainment, but by your power, by your opening your eye, their eyes, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.